You've cut. You lost 2-1 after extra time. Yep. You must be bitterly disappointed.
Yeah, really disappointed. The players, they gave everything. They were great, got a great start in the game. I thought Inverness came in it a wee bit first half and had a lot of the ball, but didn't really cause us that many problems. Second half, I thought we were better and looked totally comfortable. Obviously, they go to 10 men. You've got to try and score a second goal. James had a couple of chances that missed, but they didn't really look like scoring, in my opinion. Obviously, Lewis gets sent off right on 89 minutes, and then we lose a goal for a corner, which we've done a few times this season, so really disappointing. And even the second goal, it's just a cross into the box again, and people not picking up doing their job. So just the timing of the goals, probably, especially the one in right on kind of full time. I didn't think we deserved that, and I thought we'd enough to see the game out and get through.
You got off to a fantastic start, and Lewis Spence put in a beautiful ball, an acute angle,
yeah.
Get an opener within 75 seconds.
Yeah, no, he was great in the game. So I say he was disappointed. It was a great start, good ball from Sean. PG had a good ball, and Lewis had a great finish. He was asking him to get forward, and said he dominated the majority of midfield. I thought it was great, but just that wee side at the end, he shouldn't be charging a free kick. It's not his job, and he just gets caught up in the game and ends up getting sent off. Even if they score for the free kick, you're 11v10 in extra time, and you'd fancy yourselves in that. So, disappointed, and he's just got to kind of get clued up a wee bit on the game.
Yeah, he's a bit of a hero then. Villain.
Yeah, well, we're not going to blame him. He said there's still other things that can be done. He said he's off the pitch, we've still got a corner to defend, didn't do it well enough. It's as simple as that. I've done that too many times this season, people not doing their jobs and just switch off when it really matters.
Woodwork kept you out twice as well.
Yeah.
If he had just scored before half.
Yeah, it was unlucky. It was a great effort again. As I said, James had the two wee efforts in the second half as well, and just a wee bit disappointed that we couldn't put one of them away.
And 10v10 going into extra time, the boys did look a bit tired.
They did, yeah. I thought both teams did, to say, but we had a few looking tired and going down with cramp. Had to make a couple of changes, and it's difficult to try and change it about. But again, first half, I didn't really see them. I thought it was going to go to penalties, to be honest. And just that wee moment of slackness at the edge of the box, and they clear their lines, go to the byline, and not picking up the back post. So just the wee bits, but that's important. So I told them they're the wee bits at the side games, and we need to do them better.
What can you take from it?
Oh, not much. Look, there was positives. There definitely was, and I said I thought we had a good shape. I thought we looked hard to beat. We could be better up front. Said I thought PG and James caused them problems, but I know what they're like and they can do more. They need to get more efforts on goal. General build-up play is decent enough, and they're getting in good areas. But said once we're getting to the byline, said we need to pick a cross out, that wee bit of movement, and we need to do more in the final third and try and see the game off.
You didn't really seem to test their keeper terribly much.
No, not Mullins. You said we had the woodwork, and he had a good double save from James in the second half, but especially when 11v10, you want to be in the front foot and try and get that second goal, and we didn't do that.
Hard lines.
Cheers, thank you.